The scripture for today comes from John 1, 1 through 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I don't have many bright ideas in life. Most of my wisdom has come from doing the wrong thing and having to go back and fix it. I learn a lot through trial and error. But a couple bright ideas that I felt like that I've had in life. One was going into ministry, becoming a pastor. But even that bright idea came after a failed educational effort to become a veterinarian, which apparently you have to know math and science. Small little hiccup. And even after that, there was an effort to become a titan of industry and managing PetSmarts. Not as exciting as you'd think. There's really just this moment where all of a sudden this idea popped into the back of my mind. A voice, a small voice, if you will, that seemed ridiculous at first, and yet the more that I gave attention to it and the more that I listened, that small voice became a light, and a light that began to grow brighter and brighter. And what at first I took as an idea or a possibility, I quickly realized was something not of myself, but a calling that I began to walk down that transformed my entire life to where 10, 11, 12 years ago, if you had asked if I would be where I am today, I would have thought that that was ridiculous. And yet, it's something that has become a life work for me. One of my other bright ideas was joining the military, which is funny when you think of it, because I hate bureaucracy. And yet, by joining the church and joining the military, I have joined the two largest bureaucracies in the history of creation. And yet, being a pastor or being a soldier at many times doesn't feel like a bright idea. It doesn't feel like the thing that was going to turn my life around. But that's the thing sometimes, is epiphanies begin to grow. And what doesn't seem like a bright idea, what doesn't seem like the best course of action, when given some time, when given some reflection, we begin to see that those small moments can become turning points in our lives. And that's what I take epiphany to be this year. That epiphany means that there's a moment, a starting point, where suddenly life begins to be different from that point on, greater and deeper than anything that we realized before. And this is such a unique Sunday, and that I love that it's the 12th night of Christmas at the same time that it's the Sunday that we celebrate Epiphany, which starts tomorrow. It's this really divine dance between the things of God and the things of the created. That as we get this cosmic image in this scripture this morning of the Word becoming flesh, of the light, the true light coming into the world, it begins to move within the things that are already created. And so one of the most amazing accounts of creation that we have in this first chapter of John comes largely near the back end of the book. Most of the way through the story, we get another starting point. We get a moment of what it means to reflect on this child that has come in the manger, of these songs that we have sung for this Christmas season. And so for many of us, we have already moved on from Christmas. We've taken the lights down, we've undecorated the tree, we've boxed everything back up, and we've gone largely back to what our houses looked like a couple months ago. But the work of Epiphany is the work of taking what we've learned and what we've seen, what the shepherds heard about and they came to see, what the Magi followed in a star, and we take that light, that life that we learned about at Christmas, and we begin to take it for ourselves and try to understand or to figure out what this means to us today. And it means something different, that Jesus Christ has come down for you, that the true light of the world, that the light of life is here for each and every one of us. And that begins to be a truth that grows brighter and brighter over our lives. Because every moment is a creation moment with God. And that's what I love about this idea that God has this movement in this first chapter of John, that we have an opportunity to see that no matter where we find ourselves at, particularly right now in life, this can still be a moment where God comes in with creation, with life, with light, and we can be made new again. Because our lives change when God comes into the middle of them. In our scripture reading this morning, we get this really rich image of this cosmic idea of God coming into the world. And as it begins to mix with images of John the Baptist, we also can write our names into part of that story as the light of life has come to Alabaster First United Methodist, has come to each and every one of us, and we can add our names right there. And so what I love about Epiphany being so close to the first of the year is it matches well with the cultural traditions we have of thinking about how do we want this year to be different. What are some of those dark and dusty areas of our lives where we may have closed some doors, we may have put up some walls, and we're not interested in more light shining on them? And yet Epiphany is that invitation for each and every one of us that as God comes with a new creative spirit and a new creative energy in coming to this world and coming into our lives, we get to choose to be a part of that new creation. That new creation starts inside each and every one of us. And so are we willing to open up some doors that we've closed? Are we willing to have conversations that we may have shut the doors on? Are we willing to start this year with things like forgiveness, with mercy and compassion? And so in doing so, we take these lights that we've seen at Christmas and we live them in our lives and they become a true reflection of something growing brighter in this world. This one light, just in this room alone, becomes hundreds of other lights all throughout this city, all throughout this world. I think when we think about Epiphany, we think about a new opportunity for each and every one of us to make new commitments, to think about what this light means to us and how we would like to live as disciples or as signs of grace and mercy as well. Because it talks about the true light has come into the world. And I think that line teaches us one glaring truth that is at the center of all creation, that if the true light has come into the world, that means that we are not the true light. That we don't have to be masters and kings and queens of our own creation anymore and trying to shape our lives in this world the way that we want it to be. But rather, the true light has come to fill us and to be in us. And all we have to do is to want to be a part of the making of all things that are new again, to be a part of what God is already moving and working in this world. When it comes to creation, the only thing that gets in the way of God being creative and God making all of this new again is us wanting to stay the same. How can this year be different? How can this year be a new starting point for our faith, for our families, for our lives? Because the truth of the matter is, in the way that this creation story comes in the middle to the back end of the book, there are some of us that are within situations that we feel like have already been closed off. And yet we have the opportunity for a new starting point to invite the life and to take the light into our lives even more this year. One of my favorite things about this particular scripture, one of my favorite points that I thought about a lot this year, is in some of the first lines. It says, "What has come into being in him was life, and the light was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." When the author talks about the true light coming into the world, he talks about the light shining in the darkness in the present tense, the tense that we live in today. But when he talks about the darkness lives in the past tense. That when the light of light comes into our lives, it can't help but to drive out that darkness. It can't help but to dissolve shadows. It can't help but lighten and brighten and give life to our lives. And our opportunity this year, this epiphany, is as we take this light of God into our lives, we now have an opportunity to be a perfect reflection of that light and that grace and that gospel in this world. Because if you've read the headlines lately, if you've been caught up in the status updates, you'll know just as well as me that this world needs light more than ever. It needs hope. It needs joy. It needs peace. It needs the very light and the story of God. And we're the ones that get to shine it for the world. Every moment gets to be a new starting point when the epiphany grows in us and we begin to share it with the world. Will you bow your heads with me this morning? Almighty God, we give you thanks for light that shows the way, for light that drives out fear, for light that casts away and dissolves darkness. Because Lord, when left to our own ideas, our own plans, we're crippled and we're caught up in the fear of the unknown. And so on this epiphany, allow that light, allow that idea, that brightness that has come into the world to not be our own image or our own ideas, but Lord, your idea. And your idea that you have come to make all things new again. And may that start in our lives, that we might be more prepared to pour our lives out for this world. As we pray all these things in Jesus' name, amen.